I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Syria has responded to what it calls new Israeli aggression following an earlier Israeli raid in the center of the country. Robert Berger reports for VOA in Jerusalem.
It was one of the most significant flare-ups involving Israeli forces since the Syrian civil war erupted 7 years ago. But Reuven Ben Shalom, a former Israeli fighter pilot, believes this incident will not lead to war because Israel would win.
These incidents usually die down and do not lead to all-out war. And the main reason I say that now is that the main players in the region have absolutely no reason to go to war. It's against Syrian interest now, against Iranian interest now, mainly because they know that if they go to war with us, they will suffer severely.
The clash occurred amid warnings from Israeli leaders that they will not tolerate growing efforts by Iran to establish military bases in neighboring Syria and Lebanon that could be used to launch attacks against the Jewish state.
This Saturday, Egypt's armed forces continues what it describes as intensive airstrikes against terrorist targets and gatherings in central and north Sinai. The military campaign is part of what the Egyptian government calls Comprehensive Operation Sinai 2018. An invitation Saturday from one Korean leader to another is being viewed as a diplomatic breakthrough. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has been invited to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence left South Korea Saturday, saying the U.S. and its allies are more committed than ever to dismantle North Korea's nuclear and missile development programs. The vice president said he was encouraged by bilateral discussions with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has blocked the release of a Democratic rebuttal to a Republican memo alleging FBI abuses of power during a probe into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The president last week authorized the release of the Republican version of the memo. Meanwhile, the Trump administration has been responding to news that a second staff member, speechwriter David Sorensen, has resigned over domestic abuse allegations against him by his former wife. It came 2 days after White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter stepped down amid accusations he had abused ex-wives. President Donald Trump said Friday that he is very sad at Porter's resignation, but reminded reporters that Sorensen has denied the allegations. A TV investigation reveals how Australian and U.S. law enforcement agencies brought down a billion-dollar money laundering syndicate and the man behind it, Altaf Kanani, a Pakistani wanted around the world. As Phil Mercer reports from Sydney, it started with Australians contacting the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration with a plan to go undercover.
The Australian plan worked, and the suspect was lured to Panama, where one of the world's biggest money laundering criminals was arrested following a 10-month investigation and extradited to the U.S. In return for providing information to authorities, he received a relatively lenient sentence of 5.5 years in jail last March. The case was the first time members of the Five Eyes intelligence network, the United States, Australia, Britain, Canada and New Zealand, worked together to catch an organised crime target. Details of the undercover sting were shown this week by the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
A new report by the UN Refugee Agency says that as a result of an upsurge in violence in battle-scarred Yemen in the past 10 weeks, around more than 85,000 people have left for safety.
Yemen, the world's largest humanitarian crisis, has more than 22 million people in need of humanitarian assistance. Aid agencies warn needs are increasing, fueled by the ongoing conflict, collapsing economy, lack of social services, and livelihoods. UNHCR spokeswoman Cecile Puyi says her agency is worried it will not have the money to help all these desperate people. She says UNHCR's $200 million appeal for this year so far is only 3% funded. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A combined Korean women's hockey team took to the ice Saturday for the first time in Olympic history. The team squared off against Switzerland in a preliminary match. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's today's exclusive